Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Tes Amud Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Ches Amud Beis, three lines in the bottom, by the word Tnan Hasam. So this Gemara really doesn't have much to do with anything we've been discussing until now. It's just agav the fact that we mentioned this concept of Parhedrin, of these government officials. So now the Gemara is going to digress and explain a Mishnah in Demai, which also happens to mention this concept of Parhedrin. In our explanation of the Mishnah in Demai, we're going to mention the concept of Parhedrin, so therefore the Gemara brings down this Mishnah now. So what does the Mishnah say? It's important to really first have a little bit of a background in how Trumas and Maaseros and Demai, how it all works. And it's like this. Basically, if a person has produce, so we know, he's not allowed to eat the produce until he takes off the proper trumas and maaseros. Until then, the produce is called tevel. And we lost in tavloi, it's not good. He's not allowed to eat it. He's not allowed to eat the tevel until he takes off trumas and maaseros. So now what is the trumas and maaseros that the person needs to take off? So the first thing he needs to take off is something called truma gedayla. Truma gedayla midaraisa, there's no shear. Even just one little kernel kapater, an entire pile of tvua. He takes off whatever it is and he gives it to a kain. That's called truma gedayla. Takes off this little piece, whatever it is, and he gives it to a kain. So that's truma gedayla. The next thing he takes off is called maaser rishon. Maaser rishon is he takes off a tenth of whatever is left, and he gives that to a levi. So the tenth of what he has left, he gives to a levi, that's called maaser rishon. And then the levi takes the tenth of that, and he gives it to a kain, and that's called trumas maaser. But klapi the one giving the taking off the trumas and maaser, so he has truma gedayla that he takes off, then he takes off maaser rishon. And then the next thing that he takes off, it depends on the year. It depends on which year in the Shemitah cycle we're holding. On years 3 and 6, so he takes off something called Maaser Ani, which is a tenth of what's left after Maaser Rishon. And that tenth goes to Aniyim. That's Maaser Ani. On the other years of the Shemitah cycle, the years that are not 3 and 6, meaning the years that are 1, 2, 5, and 6, 7 is no Truma and Maaseros on Shemitah, but the years 1, 2, 5, and 6, so there, after taking off Truma Gedayla and Maaser Rishon, he takes off Maaser Sheni, which is a tenth of what's left, and this, the Bailam actually eat it, just as a chiv to eat it in Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, they have to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat it there, that's Maaser Sheni. So we have Truma Gedayla, we have Maaser Rishon, and then depending on the year, there's either Maaser Sheni, or, which goes to the Bailam themselves, they just have to eat it in Yerushalayim, or Maaser Ani, which goes to the Aniyim. So that's Klape the Baal's Chiyav. So now, the Gemara in Saita, on Memchas Amin Aleph, tells us that Yechnan Kain Gadol, he took a survey, and he discovered that even the Amaratzim, they took off Truma Gedayla. Even they took off Truma Gedayla, different reasons are given, either because it's so easy, because even just one kernel could pattern an entire pile, or because they were scared of the Chiyav Misa, of eating the Tevel, without taking off the Truma Gedayla. Whatever the reason, even Amaratzim were Makbid, to take off Truma Gedayla. However, he saw that they weren't Makbid regarding the other Maisers. They weren't Makbid on Maaser Rishon, and Maaser Sheni, and Maaser Ani, that they weren't Makbid about. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that most of them were Makbid. But he saw a good amount that weren't Makbid, that they were not Makbid. And therefore, Yechnan Kain Gadol was misaking that any time you buy produce from an Amaretz, so you have to suspect that Truma, you could assume it was taken off. But these Maisers, you have to suspect that it wasn't taken off, and you have to take it off, and that's what we call Demai. The produce that you buy from an Amaretz is called Demai. Miloshon Demai. What is this? Because it's a Suffolk. We don't know if Maaser was taken off of it. So what does the person do with the Mai? So Truma Gedayla, that he doesn't have to deal with, because that we assume the Amaretz took off himself. But when it comes to the Maaser, so the person who buys the Mai, so he has to take off Maaser Rishon, and then he has to take off either Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani, depending on the year. So if it's Maaser Sheni, he takes it off, and he even has to bring it to Yerushalayim, and he eats it in Yerushalayim, just like any other tfuah. But regarding Maaser Ani and Maaser Rishon, so regarding Maaser Ani, which goes to Aniyim on years 3 and 6, or Maaser Rishon, which goes to the Levi all the years, so even though he has to be Mafreshit, he has to fix his Tevel, in order to make it not Tevel anymore, he has to be Mafresh these different Maasers. However, the Maaser Rishon, he does not have to give to a Levi, and the Maaser Ani, he does not have to give to an Ani. And the reason for that is based off of a rule we all know in Chesh Mishpat, and that's called a Maitzim Mechaveru Alavaraya, that if two people have a claim to money, so the rule is that it's on the mitzi to bring the raya. It's on the one taking it out of the rishus where its status quo is. He is the one who has to bring the raya. So here we have the person who bought the demai, and we have an ani or we have a levi who both have a taina to this on this meiser. So the one who bought the demai in Achnami, he has to take it off to be choishish for the Isser Tevel. But then regarding what he does with it next is he could actually keep it. Because being that there's a tzad that Meiser was already taken off, there's a tzad that this isn't actually Meiser. So being that, and so maybe he should get to keep it. There's a tzad that it is Meiser, and then it should go to the Levi, or it should go to the Ani. So the rule is, halacha ha-maitzi mechaveru alav haraya, the Levi and the Ani would have to bring a raya that it's theirs. Until then, it's the person who took off the Meiser, he gets to keep it, and he gets to eat it, and there's no Isser to eat Meiser Rishon or Meiser Ani, even for a person who's not a Levi and not an Ani. So he could eat it, and that's it. So he takes it off, but he gets to eat it. So it comes out like this. A regular person, when he has Tvua, so he takes off Truma Gedayla, then he takes off Meiser Rishon, and then either Meiser Sheni or Meiser Ani. When it comes to Demai, so then a person only has to take off, he takes off Meiser Rishon, and then either Meiser Sheni or Meiser Ani, but then he actually gets to keep it all. Except Meiser Sheni has to bring to Yerushalayim. But otherwise, he gets to keep everything for himself because of the rule of a Maitzi Mechaveir or Olav Araya. Fine. Now, Zok the Gemara, Zok the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Demai tells us, Tanan Hasam. Hanachtoimin loy chayvu oisun chachamim lehafresh elo trumas meiser v'chalo. Hanachtoimin, the bakers, who bought their ingredients from an Amoritz, so technically what they have is demai. Still, the chachamim were not mechayiv them to take off all the different meisers. They just had to take off trumas meiser, because trumas meiser, azar is not allowed to eat, so they had to take off trumas meiser. And the Rambam writes in Per Gimel Vichos Trumas that even though really it's the Levi that takes off Trumas Meiser, the Yisrael gives the tenth of what he has to the Levi then takes a tenth of that and he gives us Trumas Meiser. But the Rambam says L'maisa it works even if the Baal himself takes off the Trumas Meiser. So here where he's not giving the Meiser Rishon to the Levi, so he could just take off the Trumas Meiser himself. So he takes off Trumas Meiser, that he does have to take off. And Chala, which of course he has to take off Chala. Chala is no Sheikhas really to Demai. So even the Shaila, why the Mishnah over here mentions it. But he has to take off Trumas Meiser and he has to take off Chala. So these bakers who buy the ingredients from Nama Aretz, they have to take off Trumas Meiser and Chala. So now says the Gemara like this. Bishlama Truma Gedayla Loi. I understand why they're not chayv to take off Truma Gedayla. The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, on the Amen Aleph, Lefisha Shalach, Bechol Gvul Yisrael. Yoichan and Kain Gadol, he sent throughout all of Klav of the Gvulas of Yisrael, and he was discovered she'ema frish and el truma gedayla, that the only thing they take off is truma gedayla. But lemaisa they do take off truma gedayla. So therefore it makes sense that these nachtaimen who bought their ingredients from an amaretz, they don't need to take off truma gedayla. That makes sense because even the amaretz in themselves they take off truma gedayla. So there's no reason to take off truma gedayla. Says the Gemara, Meiser Rishon Meiser Ani Nami Loi. I also understand why the Nachtoim doesn't have to take off or doesn't have to deal with Meiser Rishon to the Levi or Meiser Ani to the Ani. Why? Because I'm a Meitzi Mechaver L'Alav Haraya. Because there's the rule, like we just spoke out, of a Meitzi Mechaver L'Alav Haraya. So like Rashi says, if either the Nachtoim is still going to have to be Mafrish Meiser Rishon, and he's going to have to be Mafrish Meiser Ani, but he's not going to have to give it to the Ani or to the Levi, he'll get to keep it himself because of the rule of a Meitzi Mechaver L'Alav Haraya, just like it's always the case by Demai, like we spoke out. So therefore, those things make sense. I understand why he doesn't have to take off Truma Gedayla, because even that Maharitz takes off Truma Gedayla. I understand why he doesn't have to give the Meiser Ani or the Meiser Rishon to the Levi or to the Ani, because Hamoitzim Mechaber Lalavaraya. Ela Meiser Sheni, Befrek the Gemara, when it comes to Meiser Sheni, so Nifreshu Venisku Venichluhu Yerushalayim. Why don't we say that he's chayv to be Mafresh Meiser Sheni and eat it in Yerushalayim? Now, the Tosafot Rosh points out that the Pasuk Pshat of the Gemara is almost mashma that they don't even have to be Mafresh Meiser Sheni. The Gemara is asking that they should have to be Mafresh Meiser Sheni and bring it up to Yerushalayim. Mashma that really they don't even have to. We're asking that they should have to. But really, lahalacha, they don't even have to. These Nachtaimen don't have to be Mafresh Meiser Sheni, which is a Pella, because why not? L'chayr, there's a Suffolk Tevel. Until you take off Meiser Sheni, there's a Suffolk Tevel. So why wouldn't they have to take off to be Mafresh Meiser Sheni? So this Rush says that it could be that the Gemara is a little bit lavdafka. And the Gemara means that they should have to take it off, which of course they have to do, But the ikar the Gemara is asking is that why don't they have to bring, why don't these nachtoimen have to bring their maizer sheni to Yerushalayim to eat it there? That's what the Gemara means to ask. The Gemara doesn't mean to focus on the first part of this, of the kasha, of they have to separate it. Separate, of course they have to do. But the Gemara is asking that they should have to also then bring it to Yerushalayim. Alternatively, the Tezer Rosh says that it could be the Taka don't even have to separate Meiser Sheni. Why? Because by Meiser Sheni is Batsam Usur to eat outside of Yerushalayim. And as we're going to see soon, the Gemara is going to answer why they don't need to bring it to Yerushalayim. For these Nachtaimen, they don't need to bring it to Yerushalayim. So for them to be Mafresh Meiser Sheni, and then to eat it outside Yerushalayim, so that would be a bizayon on the Meiser Sheni. So therefore, Chazal said that they don't even have to be mafresh Meiser Sheni. And they were saimich on the fact that anyways, Raiv Amaratzim, they do take off Meiser. They do take off, anyways the Raiv does. So the Chazal were misakin to take off the Mai, but Lameisa, Raiv do take off Meiser Sheni. So therefore, they were, in order to, that there shouldn't be a bizayon that this person is going to take off the Meiser Sheni, and then eat it outside Yerushalayim, so they said, don't even take off Meiser Sheni, don't even be kairi shem meiser sheni, and be saimich on the roiv that they're maasrim. That's the two versions of the Tis Rush. But either way, that comes out to Iker, the Gemara is asking is why taka don't they have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there? Why don't they have to bring the meiser sheni to Yerushalayim to eat there? These nachtaimen. So says the Gemara, Amar Ula. Ula says, "Mitoich sheparhedrin halalu, because these officers, they were chayft in Eisan kol Yud Beis Chodesh, they would abuse them every 12 months, like we said, that they were replaced. These types of officers were replaced every 12 months. And so each time there was a new officer coming in, so he was always trying to make money. And therefore, they would harass and abuse these nechtaimen, and they would say, Vaimrinlan, they would say to them, machur bezul, give it to us cheap. And therefore, because they were losing a lot of money off of these parhedrin, so the nachtaimen were losing money, so therefore, loyachrechuhu rabbanan. So the rabbanan weren't matriach them to go take off Meiser Sheni and to go bring it to Yerushalayim. They said to not, that they don't have to deal with it, they could just keep it for themselves. So that's why they talk it, don't need to bring it to Yerushalayim. Anyway, says the Gemara, my parhedrin. What are parhedrin, Porsi? But either way, so that's the Gemara. So we mentioned this whole Gemara because the reason why the Nachtaimen, Artaka, don't need to bring up their Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim, which is, Agav, the only difference really comes out. The only difference between regular person taking off the Mai and a Nachtaim is just whether or not you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Whether or not they have to bring, the Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim. The Nachtaimen don't need to, and a regular person who takes off the Mai does need to, bring it to Yerushalayim. But the Nachtaimen don't have to because of these parhedrin. So that's why we mentioned this whole Shaka Vatarya, because the reason why they don't bring the Meiser Sheni up to Yerushalayim is because of these, parhedrin. Dr. Gemara Weiter, Amar Rabba Bar Chano, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So we had mentioned on Chesam Abayz that the Kehanim Gedolim and the Bayi Sheni, they paid their way in and they didn't live very long. So now says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Chano, Rabbi Yochanan, May Dechsev Yiras Hashem Tosef Yamim Ushnei Tzarsham Tekzarna, that Hashem lengthens the life of the people of Yiras Hashem, and the years of the Risham, they're cut short. So says the Gemara, Yiras Hashem Tosef Yamim Zem Mikdash Rishay. That's referring to the Kehanim Gedolim, the Mikdash Rishon, Sha'amad at the Mikdash Rishon stood, Arba Me'ais V'Esther Shanim for 410 years, V'Leishim Shubay Ela, Shmeina Asar Kehanim Gedolim, and still all they had in those 410 years was 18 Kehanim Gedolim, or the Gears of the Gain is even Shneim Asar, that there were 12 Kehanim Gedolim in the 410 years that the Mikdash was around. However, Ushneis Risham Tikzarna, Zem Mikdash Sheni, that's referring to the Kehanim Gedolim and the Mikdash Sheni, Sha'ama, because the Mikdash Sheni stood, Dalit Smeyois Ve'esrim Shana, it stood for 420 years, Veshimshu Ba'yaser, Mishalosh Meyois Kehanim, and yet there was still more than 300 Kehanim Gedolim that served during those 420 years. Now, Tzemehem Mem Shana Shishimah Shimon HaTzadik. If you take away the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik, who was Mishyari Knesset HaGadayla? He was one of the Kehanim Gedolim right in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. If you take away the 40 years that he was Kohen Gadol, V'shmainim Shishimah Shichna Kohen Gadol. In the 80 years that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was served as the Kohen Gadol before he became a Tzaduki, like the Gemara in Brachos tells us. And if you take away the Eser Shashimish Yishmael ben Pavi, the 10 years that Yishmael ben Pavi was the Kohen Gadol, who the Gemara in Saita tells us about Yishmael ben Pavi at the end of Saita, that Mishameis Rabbi Yishmael ben Pavi, but the Zivakuna, that the Zivakuna was Batul. So if you take away his 10 years, Va'amilah, that Achadisir Shashimish Rabbi Lazar ben Charsum, that 11 years that Rabbi Lazar ben Charsum, that he served as this Kohen Gadol, who we'll learn about later in Yuma on Lamed Hay, that he's Mechayiv Es HaAshirim, that he was very wealthy in Afal Pikin, it didn't stare his Talmud Torah. So if you take away all the years of all these Kohanim Gadolim, Mikan Ve'elech, if you make the Cheshbon, say V'chashem, make the Cheshbon, Ko Echa Ve'echa Lo Yehaitzi Shnasoi, it comes out each Kohen Gadol didn't even live out the year. So now the Gemara told us to make the Cheshbon, so let's make the Cheshbon. So we have the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol, and 80 years that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was the Kohen Gadol, so that's 120 years total, 40 and 80 is 120, and then let's say the 10 years of Yishmael ben Pavi, so that's 130, and even if we leave out Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim, so let's stick to 130. Now, the Mikdash Sheni was around, we said, for 420 years. So if we take away these 130 years from the 420 that the Beis HaMikdash stood, so at most, we have 290 years that are unaccounted for. Now, we said that there were more than 300 Kohanim Gedolim that served during the Beis Sheni. We only took away three of them. So that means we have still about 300 Kohanim Gedolim that served in the Beis Sheni, and only 290 years. So that's what the Gemara means. If you make the Cheshbon, it comes out that each Kohen Gadol lived for less than a year. Says the Gemara Weiter, I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Torta. Rabbi Yochanan ben Torta said, now, Torta is Aramaic for cow. So the Gemara is saying, Rabbi Yochanan, the son of cow, said. So where did he get such a beautiful name from? So the Rishonim over here, they bring a Medrash that explains that Rabbi Yochanan was a ger. A certain Yid had sold him his cow, and this, who now we call Rabbi Yochanan, he saw that the cow wasn't doing any malacha. The cow wouldn't refuse to do any malacha on Shabbos until the Yid told the cow. The Yid whispered in the cow's ear, like, "Don't worry, you were sold, and you're allowed to do malacha. You're owned by a guide now, and now you're allowed to do malacha." And when Rabbi Yochanan saw this cow, this whole thing transpire, so he converted. So that's why he's called Rabbi Yochanan ben Torta. That's what the Rishonim bring. So anyway, says the Gemara, "I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Torta, b'bnei Machar v'Shiloi." Why was Mishkan Shiloh destroyed? Because there was two averis that happened during Mishkan Shiloh. Gila Arayis and Bizayon Kachim. Gila Arayis, Tachsev as the Pasuk says, Ve'eli Zakein Ma'ay, that Eli Akai was very old, Vishrama es Kol Asher Yasun Bano of the Kol Yisrael, and he heard everything that his children were doing to Kol Yisrael, Ve'es Asher Yishkevun es Anashim, and that which they were lying with the ladies, Hatzoyveis Pesach Olmay, that were coming to the Olmay. So now the Pashup side of the Gemara makes it seem like they were mamish, being Isaac and Gili Arias. However, says the Gemara, Va'af al gavzu Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Now even though Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said that Amar Reb Yochanan, that Kol Aimer Bnei Eli Chatu Einu El Ataya, that anyone says that they were actually being Chayta in the Chad of Eishas Ish, so they're Ataya, because they're not supposed to understand the Pasuk Kipshutai, still, Mitaych, Sheshahu as kinehen. Still the Gemara says, turning on Talmud Bay, still the Gemara says, because they delayed in bringing the kinim, the karbanes that these ladies were coming to bring, the part of the tyra process of a lady, for certain tumas that she has to bring kinim in order to be able to eat kachim. So because they were being lax in delaying their kinim, so the Torah considers it as if they lied with them. Because what happened was, is that these ladies, they saw that Bnei Eli were being very lax, with bringing the karbanis. The Chasam Sefer says we should be dan them l'kafschus, that they were mill of learning. So that's why they were being lax and not being so, diligent in bringing the karbanis, because they were mill of learning. But either way, it was not the right thing. Rashi says that we should blame it on their gaiva. So either way, they were being very lax about bringing the karbanis. Now, these ladies are mutter to their husbands during this time, even without the karbanis. They're tar, after they go to the mikvah, they have Erev Shemesh, they don't need to bring the karban be'etzem in regards to being mutter to their husbands. However, regarding eating kachim, they need to bring the karban. So really, they could just go home. They bring their kinim to the Beis HaMikdash, or to the Mishkan, and they could go home, and they could assume, the Gemara tells us, there's a chazaka that by the time night comes, they could assume that the kain already, brought the karbanis. However, being that they saw that anyways, the Bnei Eli were being very lax, so they felt the need to stay there. And being that they were staying there to watch, to make sure that their karbanis were being brought, so they were being mevatel from Pur Rivia on that night. They weren't going home to be with their husbands. So therefore, being that the Bnei Eli were causing the ladies not to be with their husbands, so therefore the Torah considers it as if they were being Isaac and Gili Arias and being with them, because they were preventing them from being with their husbands. So seemingly it comes out from here that the Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed because of the chet that the Bnei Eli did, that it was Ki'ilu Shachvam. That because of this Ki'ilu Gili Arias, Ki'ilu Shachvam, that's why the Mishkan was destroyed. However, the Ben Yishchai and Ben Yoyada over here says that no, that's not the pshat. the Mishkan was destroyed because of Gilui Arayos. Ah, the Bnei Eli were only Ki'ilu Shachvim, but says the Ben Ishchai, if the leaders of the Dar are being Isaac in something which is Ki'ilu Shachvim, so then you can be rest assured that the rest of the Am, who looked towards their leaders, and this is what their leaders were doing, so then you could assume that there was actual Gilui Arayos in the rest of the Am. That's what the Gemara means. Anyway, says the Gemara, so that was the first Asiba for the destruction of the Mishkan Shiloh. So the second thing was Bizayon Kachem. What's Bizayon Kachem? The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, it says, V'gam b'terem yaktiru nasachelev, that this is something that often happened before they would burn the chelev. Uba nara kain, so the gabbai of the kain, of the Bnei Eli would come. And he would tell the person bringing the carbon, to not bother litzlis the kain, just give me the meat raw, let the kain will roast it himself. And then he doesn't want to take the cooked meat from you. He'll take it raw and he'll roast it. And the ish, the zeveach, would say then to this gabbai, that no, katu yaktirun kayoim, achelev, kachlucha, kasher taiva nafshecha. First let's burn the katiris, that's the halacha, that's what you're supposed to do. First we'll burn the katiris, and then I'll give you whatever you want, I'll give you the meat. V'amar loy, and the gabbai said to him, no, kiata titain. Or v'amar, and he said, loy, no, kiata titain, now give it. V'im loy, and if you don't give it, lekachti b'chazaka, I'm going to take it with force. So you see that that's what the gabbai of the Bnei Eli were up to, bizayin kachim. And that's what the pasuk then says, v'ti chatas hana'arim g'day l'ma'id, as p'nei Hashem, ki ni'atsu ha'anashim as minchas Hashem. Because ni'atsu means they were mevazeh, these men, the Bnei Eli, they were mevazeh, the minchas Hashem, by not performing the karbonos properly.